AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It looks more and more as if Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will face off in the general election in November. Donald Trump won three of the four Republican presidential voting contests yesterday, losing only Idaho to Ted Cruz. At his celebration rally last night, Trump said,
"Hillary is going to be very easy to beat. She's a very flawed candidate."
But Clinton easily won the Democratic contest in Mississippi and now has more than half of the delegates she needs to win the Democratic nomination. Though rival Bernie Sanders scored an impressive victory in Michigan's primary yesterday.
"I just want to take this opportunity to thank the people of Michigan who kind of repudiated the polls that had us 20, 25 points down a few days ago, who repudiated the pundits who said that Bernie Sanders was not going anywhere."
The night's big loser may be Republican Marco Rubio, who finished fourth in Michigan and Mississippi. He had this warning about a possible matchup between Hillary Clinton and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump.
"We are not going to defeat her. If we nominate someone that over 60% of our party rejects and a third of our party refuses to ever vote for."
Rubio insists he is pressing on now to his home state primary in Florida next Tuesday. A man suspected of shooting and killing five people has been taken into custody in Missouri. Pablo Antonio Serrano Vitorino is accused of killing four people at his neighbor's home in Kansas, then shooting and killing another man 170 miles away in a rural home in Missouri. He is a Mexican national who is in this country illegally, according to authorities. Vice President Joe Biden says if Iran breaks the terms of the nuclear deal, quote, "we will act." Biden is in Jerusalem, where he spoke at a news conference with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. This is AP Radio News. Paul McCartney is paying tribute to Beatles producer George Martin, who has died now at the age of 90. McCartney says, "he was like a second father to me." Sandy Kozel has more on all this.
His manager calls George Martin one of music's most creative talents and a gentleman to the end. Martin, in 1994, joked about the Beatles' popularity.
"I must confess, when I signed them, I didn't think they'd last more than 25 years.
George Martin both witnessed and enabled the extraordinary changes of the Beatles, from a raw first album in 1962 that took just a day to make, to the months-long production of Sgt. Pepper. Martin won six Grammys and was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1999. I'm Sandy Kozel.
3 days of formal mourning begins today for former First Lady Nancy Reagan. This is at the Ronald Reagan Presidential Library in California. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.